If you are an East Yorker, you see them everywhere. There's no escaping them. Speed bumps. They slow traffic down in residential and school districts. 2,000 and counting. They're everywhere. In Toronto, but large majority can be found in the streets of East York. But what do they mean to drivers? Constable Victor Kwong of the Toronto Police Department says speed bumps are a fact of life in police's day-to-day work.
Okay. So traffic calming actually really has not affected our... we haven't had any stories that it's affected our driving. Because these speed bumps are put in very low speed zones anyway, which if we were responding to something, we would not be flying through that street anyway.
Okay.
Right? Where we do our faster, you know, driving are open roads, because there's many other factors to us being able to have to justify why we're driving as fast as we can. We cannot justify driving. I'm giving you for example. We cannot justify flying 100 kilometers per hour through a school zone. So we would have changed our driving there anyway.
Okay.
Putting a speed bump to drive, even if we were a little bit faster than, you know, what that school zone was rated for, it wouldn't change it that much.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we bottomed out a couple of times, but
Kwong says cruisers take a beating.
So the way that our maintenance works is that the wear and tear is already treated as aggressive as possible. These speed bumps, it hasn't added to as significantly anymore, because we're already putting our cars through crap to begin with.
EMS drivers do actually train for all different terrain the city has to offer.
So Toronto paramedics are not only medical experts, but they're also safe driving experts, and we do have detailed both written and hands-on training for paramedics before they even start being a paramedic in the city of Toronto. We have a dedicated skid pad, we call it, where paramedics go through driver testing and training, and they go through quite a rigorous process of, you know, twists and turns and bumps and driving quickly and having to stop quickly and watch for lights and go lights and sirens. So there is quite a detailed process, and that's why they're exceptional. They have the exceptional abilities they do in the streets of Toronto.
According to Deputy Chief of Mechanical Maintenance Ron Jenkins, fire service vehicles are built with all the possible terrains and obstacles in mind.
No, not really. The trucks, when these trucks are built, they're built for having the ability to deal with issues like that. They go through substantial, I don't know the official term for it, but when these trucks are built, they have a surface track in which they run them over, and it's very, very rough terrain, almost like cobblestone.
Oh, okay.
And they run them over that, and they check them for wear and the stability and control. So it really, obviously, if we hit a speed bump doing highway speed, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But it'd be more of a problem for the people in it, probably than the truck.
Through advanced preparation protocols and reinforced vehicles, the speed bumps have posted no real problem for the city's emergency services. It's great that police, fire, and rescue have not had to deal with any real issues regarding response time, job efficiency, and vehicle maintenance. But what about you and me, and the millions of other people who are not driving reinforced vehicles? I spoke with John Mabry, a Toronto mechanic who has been working on cars for almost 40 years, about the issues that can arise from driving over multiple speed bumps daily.
Progressive wear on the vehicle due to the speed bumps because of compression to the front end. Most sold things over the last 10 years maybe are lower control arm bushings.
Yeah.
And struts.
Okay.
And if it's hard enough to note that every second week in the Canadian Tire Flyer, they have specials on struts. They sell so many front end parts, it's unbelievable.
You think it's directly related to all the speed bumps?
Your wheels are going up further into the body of the car. It's all got to do with compression, right?
Okay.
You know, you're jamming everything up into the top of the fender as the wheel lifts up, right?
I asked Mayberry what effect, if any, would be had on the lifespan of a car.
Good parts I'm talking about. I'd say it's a good, it's like a good 20% of the extra wear put on the system.
Okay.
On a vehicle system. I'd say speed bumps being about 20% more, like they wear out 20% quicker on average if you think of how many people go up and down over them speed bumps on the front of a vehicle due to the speed bumps and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because normally when you didn't have them, you're just driving on even pavement. Now all of a sudden your car is being, you know, like I said, compressed, right, the front end.
Mayberry says companies such as Canadian Tire have buy one, get one half price sales on struts every other week and can barely keep them on the shelf. For you and I, it seems to be as simple as this. Daily exposure to multiple speed bumps will shorten a car's lifespan by approximately 20%, which means you will have to purchase one or two additional cars in your lifetime. Jason Sutcliffe, Centennial Journalism News, Toronto.